them another servant. They put him in the head and sent him away shamefully treated. And him they killed and many others, beating some and killing them. Still having one son, his beloved, he also sent him to them. But those vine dressers said amongst themselves, "Look, let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." So they took him. Therefore, what will the owner of the vineyard do? Vine dressers, and give the vineyard to others. Have you not even read? Rejected has become the chief cornerstone. It was the Lord in our eyes. The gospel of the Lord. Praise be to you, O Lord. It has become my tradition. I have a little joke for you this morning. So, they're out fishing, and they hit a really great spot. The other, and Sven says to Ole, he says, "Ole," and Ole says, "Yeah, sure, Sven." So they get their limit, Sven says to Ole, he says, he said, "Yeah, I put an X on the bottom of the boat." And put it on the map. All he says, "Well, I didn't have a. And says to Ollie, he says, "Ollie, what if we don't get the same boat?" Nothing replaces a good map. Today we're going to replacement theology, and then we're going to look at today and at Jesus and see how that can really apply to us today. The landlord sends messengers to simply ask. After all, he's the one who planted the vines, right? And the tower, of course, was to keep the thieves away. He's the one who had. But every single one of his messengers sent. They're imprisoned. They're beaten. They're silenced. They're killed. And then the landlord sends his son. See the sun coming, and they think, "Aha, the old man's dead." There, and under the law, if you occupy property and there is no heir to the property, you can file a claim. Here, if we kill the son, there won't be an heir, and then we'll get. They kill the son, and they throw his body over the fence. And of course, and he comes with vengeance against his tenants. Committed heinous crimes against him.
desert to die. We're thirsty. We'd rather be back in Egypt. They turn away. They build a golden calf. As this is how I want you to live as my covenant people. They wander in the desert for 40 years, and then they call out to him. They turn away. And the prophets anoint a king, and they turn back to him. And then they drift away. And he sends prophets. And he sends prophets. And they turn back to him. You seeing a pattern? Traditional interpretation of this parable was in favor of the church. That's been the traditional interpretation. It's called been a problem with that theology, though. Some of it can be traced back to this theology. It's led to the ghettoization who still are waiting for a Messiah, who don't recognize pogroms, to anti-Semitism, to names like Christ killers. We've spoken of the amazing, positive way that also has some of the worst contributions to this. We need to be repentant for the way that we have treated people. How do we as Christians respond to Judaism? Passages like this. Well, I believe that a personal relationship with Christ is the only thing that can truly fill the void in the human heart. And no one comes to the Father except through me. I need to say that because I also want us to think today about what the Bible really. You see, we, as Christians, today, most grafted onto the root of Israel. Our ancestors were Irishmen, or perhaps across the Russian tundra. We are the young people. And in Romans 11, 28 and 29, Paul says, for the gifts and the callings of God are irrevocable. His covenant, the old covenant made with Abraham, the church is described as the new Israel. But thinking about how to think about that, and I thought about the first cell phone when I was first teaching, I guess, my first cell phone. And it was 200 minutes a month. And I thought to myself, no one could ever so I thought it was a pretty good deal. And, you know, Michelle can attend. Exactly how I spend my money or my cell phone minutes. And Jesus is the fulfillment of the Testament. And in the ultimate conversion, that the Jewish people, like my good friend David, come to know Jesus as his Savior. My friend David lives under the Old Covenant, the Old Plan, that God has with his chosen people. I'm not their judge. I'm their younger brother. Righteousness based on their faith can credit the redeeming work of Christ. Last week, I spent a moment or two talking about another of my friends. I am commissioned to make disciples. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is the way, but he is also the brother he is, and his grace is sufficient. About replacement theology, what is it about? In the setting of our parable, Jesus in Mark is at the authorities with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Jesus himself is a Jew. His disciples are Jews. Most of them of the New Testament aren't Jewish. I'll let you figure out which ones those are. It was with the religious establishment. And of course, Jesus was establishment of Jerusalem and Judea is destroyed by the army. Now, a second century theologian named Origen developed he said, to fully understand the implications in the shoes of each and every character of the parable. Some of the parables that are confusing for me. So let's reimagine ourselves. Not people looking on the outside of this story, but let's reimagine ourselves. So, what about us as the vine dressers? In Romans 5, 8, and 10, love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Much more now. His life. How often have I attempted to throw out the how often have I heard the words but thought why those right now? Remember what the message was? The prophet Micah. Religious leaders of Israel said, he has shown you, O mortal, to act justly, to love mercy, to walk. One of the Pharisees asked Jesus, teacher, he replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart. Your neighbor as yourself. The law and the prophets. How often am I the vine dresser? I want to throw that out right now today. I'd rather not. And our response to the greatest commandment is somewhat like the respondent. I've just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me. respond to the messengers. The Son of God died for our sins. We acknowledge our guilt in his We've killed the messengers and thrown the owner's son out as well. But it's terrible. You see, the story of God's chosen people